You know how you miss your summer vacation as soon as it ends? Well, that's how you're going to feel if you miss the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because like a summer vacation, the great offers from Ford, America's best-selling brand, are coming to an end. And if you miss it, you'll miss out on all the great times you can have in an awesome Ford vehicle and the incredible savings. So don't. It's the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer through September 3rd. America's best-selling brand based on 2018 calendar year sales.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then. Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
This Labor Day, you can turn your Pinterest board into a reality with furniture and home decor from HomeDepot.com. Now you can get everything you've always dreamed of, from charming couches to chic coffee tables. And with perks like free delivery and easy in-store returns, your home will look even better than your Pinterest board. Save up to 40% on furniture online at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only. Offer valid through September 8th. Limitations apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
We talked this morning. We went back to what our message was, number one, when the season ended, and number two, in our first OTAs meeting. And that message for us was to you know, create our own legacy. And there's a lot, you know, the word legacy has been used a lot with a lot of different teams, and in particular us being our 100th year this year, and there's been some great teams. And so let's do what we do. Let's create our own. And by doing that, we got to only worry about one thing, and that's today's practice. That's real. We got to worry about today and then worry about tomorrow, and then let's go try to get that first win.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy yesterday after practice. And yeah, there's a whole lot of big 10,000-foot perspective stuff right now with the Bears heading into the season, especially alongside the 100th year, the fact that legacy would be good because there really hasn't been much of one in the last 30 years for Bears fans at all to really hang on to. You had the Super Bowl appearance, which was obviously great, but I mean, outside of that, it could be used. And this is a team that, in theory, could do it.
Yeah, you know, before last year, the preceding almost decade, and the Bears were, I don't want to call them an afterthought because they're still always a big story in Chicago.
Yeah, they still had 2010.
But
that's about it.
Basically, they're bad. I mean, to be honest with you, the end of the Lovie Smith regime and then the John Fox and, you know, all that other garbage in between.
Are you forgetting my guy, Mark Trestman?
I am forgetting Mark Trestman. Nice guy. Really nice guy, by the way. But no, non-successful, to be honest with you. So what the beauty about the Bears, and I've talked to Mark Grody about this numerous times, is now they're not only relevant in the football season, they're 365 a year now. Yeah. I mean, you got to keep up with everything they're doing in the offseason. The Khalil Mack thing just put them over the top last year at just about this time of the year before the season started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they're just relevant. Obviously, they're very good.
Yes.
I mean, they were very good last year, and I anticipate they'll be even better this year. I don't know if their record will be better, but they're 1 year more under this coach's regime, and I just think they'll be better. Tough schedule. I'm going to say they'll go 12-4 again.
Wow. Okay.
You know, it's a tough schedule, but I think that's what they'll do. But they're relevant. I think they're just relevant 365 because of how good they are. And again, the 100-year anniversary certainly doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. Bears. We will talk with Mark Grody a little bit later. Ryan Pace is speaking at 10:30. We'll hear from him. And then later in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll hear from Mark Grody. But right now, Matt Nagy speaks every Monday morning with WBBM. So he spoke this morning with Rick Gregg, and there's a little bit of news in here about a guy that we've been worrying about the health of in Trey Burton.
I want to know how your players are doing because most of them sat out the preseason. They have to be pretty eager to hit somebody wearing a different color jersey.
Yeah, it's time. You know, they're excited to get out there. It's been a long preseason for them, but that's the way we wanted to roll here as a team, and we got some good looks at the depth. But, the ones are ready to go.
Well, you were able to benefit from the fact that you're returning the majority of your starters. Change at running back, though. How do David Montgomery and Mike Davis complement Tariq Cohen in your offense?
Well, it's nice because they all have their strengths. They're all a little bit different. And, what that does is that can sometimes present issues to the defense, but it really, the two new guys, David Montgomery and Mike Davis coming in here, have taken up this offense really well. And I think, you know, people are going to see they fit great with Tariq back there, and it gives us an advantage on offense.
Now, Bears coach Matt Nagy joining us right now. Game week practices actually began yesterday with the Packers coming on Thursday night. Coach, from what reporters were allowed to see, tight end Trey Burton did not take part yesterday. How's his recovery going? Can you say anything about his readiness for week one?
Yeah, he's still working through that. He had a mild groin strain. And, you know, that's just something we wanted to be careful with and make sure we're handling the right way. So that's why he did that. And we'll see as we go here the rest of the week how he, reacts to his rehab.
The biggest change from last season on defense for you guys is really a new coordinator. Now, I know you're an offensive guy, but you're also the head coach. You can step in when you want. What have you asked Chuck Pagano to do? What are your expectations for this defense that was so good last year?
The biggest thing is really for him to put his own little spin on what he's done over his career as a defensive play caller and coordinator, and know that he's got a lot of good players on that side of the ball, as we do on offense too. So we just want him to be himself out here, and it's been a great transition from our players last year that are here now this year with him, and they're all just so excited and hungry to get out there.
Yeah, Pagano's a guy who can really command, now he's a head coach, but in the past he can really command a team, can't he?
Oh, he can, yeah. And he's people talk about being a player's coach, and he just instantly has a connection with these guys. They respect him, because he's real with them. And now, he's learned who they are as people. They know who he is as a coach, and now they get to, put their stuff to work here on September 5th.
Last thing, kicking, Eddie Pinheiro's the guy. How did he win the job?
Well, so, what we've done with him and all these kickers, we put them through a pretty good test of, both mentally and then physically kicking the ball, and he battled through the entire time, from OTAs to training camp till now. And so he knows it's all about production. I love his attitude. I love the way he's handled it. The team loves it. Everyone's really excited for him to go out there and make some field goals and help us win football games. So I'm proud of him, and really looking forward to him continuing the success with us.
And hopefully he'll have luck on Thursday night. Bears and Packers, good luck, Matt Nagy. Expectations are high, and I know you welcome them.
Absolutely.
All right, that was Bears head coach Matt Nagy. The news in there sounds pretty noncommittal, yeah, about Trey Burton playing week one, like it was mentioned there. And I think Brad Biggs was the first person I saw tweet that he did not participate in what we saw and what the media saw. So, boy, if Trey Burton is not there,
well, it hurt
for week one.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt him obviously at the end of last season, and, mm-hmm, and he's a big part of the offense. I mean, they do have other weapons, but, seemingly they are not the same thing without him being that tight end in the middle of the field. And we'll find out later today, furthermore, what his status is. You didn't hear it exactly from the coach right there, but mm-hmm, they come out with their first injury report today. So we'll find out a little bit later today.
Yeah, and the thing with tight end is it's probably, as you look at the roster, it's obviously a very good roster. However, you're not able to really have a perfect roster in the NFL. It's just really not possible with the constraints with the salary cap and everything. Tight end's probably what you consider the weakest spot, top to bottom on the roster. The only reason Burton's there is because of availability. And then Adam Shaheen's a big question mark. Availability's been a thing. Ben Broniker's at a solid enough special teamer, but he's not going to be a difference maker on offense. And then Bradley Sowell, who is just essentially a blocker. That's what he's there for. They kept four tight ends. That's it. So if you remember last year, they ran a decent amount of two and even sometimes three tight end sets, where if Trey Burton is not able to play against Green Bay, you're relying on Adam Shaheen, not just hoping he makes some plays. You are relying on Adam Shaheen, and you only have three tight ends possible even on the roster.
When Burton was healthy last year, and the offense, I don't want to say went through him, but it's certainly a lot of it was targeted to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bears were really successful offensively when he was on the field. Conversely, when he wasn't and they had to go to either Broniker or to Shaheen, obviously the offense took a step back. Now, Shaheen was drafted, even though, during his college career, he played at a very small university. But, the hope was that with his physical talents, I mean, he's 6'7". He's got that big body, and they, pretty much drafted him to be a big weapon in the red zone, specifically down by the goal line. You know, because you get him, especially on a smaller safety or a cornerback, you know, he should be able to go up and get the ball, especially, you know, down by the goal line. It hasn't happened. He's had some injuries. This might be his chance if Burton is not able to go, but hopefully Burton is. Listen, the whole preseason was to get these guys healthy for game one. Right. It would be a real drag if he's not able to go in game one Thursday night.
312-644-6767 is number 670-11 on the text line. How much does hearing that from Matt Nagy worry you about the Bears offense? And what I'm really interested in is considering where the Bears personnel is in the offseason. I would love to know, and we won't know until we see the team on the field, those routes that would have been Trey Burton routes. Has there been anything built into the offense to maybe have those route concepts still in whichever formation it is or in whichever bigger concept, but it's just run by somebody else? Could that be something that a guy like a Cordarrelle Patterson could do? Could that be something that maybe on your outside cutting routes you have Tariq Cohen, or instead of having the tight end, it's multiple running backs in the game where you maybe get Cohen and Montgomery in there? Those are the types of things that I find interesting, because last year I understand that Burton was a very late scratch, so they didn't have much of a chance to change the game plan. But you would like to at least have some counters to something like this. And I would assume with Burton being as questionable as he's been for quite a while, maybe there is for this specific game plan, but I would love to know if that's been built into the offense as a whole.
I would think that it has to be, because, listen, you have to have not only plan A, but plan B, C, and D if you're an offensive-minded coach, of which Matt Nagy is, along with the other coaches. And this is where he earns his money, in my opinion. He kept his entire team, in essence, at least the starters, away from the preseason. So he has been game planning, probably going all the way back to whenever the season ended last year, you know, from February on. He's already been looking ahead towards this year. He even told us last year a bunch of times that, you know, his total offense has not been put into effect yet. They didn't show anything in the preseason, obviously, because they weren't even on the field. So you would imagine not only in team meetings, but, you know, in film room and certainly on the practice field up in Lake Forest, and even a little bit more so down in Bourbonnais, they've been working on other things. So again, Rick, there's a real question mark of what this offense can and will do, because again, Mitch Trubisky, the next pass he throws, will be the first one since last year, or since, or at least since Bourbonnais. So there's a lot of question marks. And what's really interesting is, how did the other teams prepare for a team that they saw? I mean, maybe this has been going on for centuries, or I should say decades. But how do you prepare for a team that you saw nothing, and I mean nothing of, during the preseason?
Well, I would think in terms of the Bears specifically, so much of the personnel is the same that you can pretty much just go off of last year's tape and figure there will be some tweaks.
To a degree, you're right.
Yeah, because like even in preseason, like a lot of teams, especially all of your teams with the new head coaches, people wanted to see Arizona just to see what the air raid was going to look like. But it's really, they're not really running much. They're not running anything up-tempo. So if... Yeah, there's a lot that we're going to learn Thursday night. Florence is in Florida and on the score. Hello?
Go ahead, Florence.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Go for it.
Hello?
Speak. That's what radio's for.
Well, that was great.
Or not.
No. So, all right. So, well, I'm excited for the 9 o'clock hour here coming up, because we're going to go around the division. You know, we're going to go around the NFC North outside of the Bears, because we spent so much time focusing on the Bears and what the Cubs have been doing. There's a lot of changes in this division, and I think the NFC North is one of the more fascinating divisions in the NFL this year. I think sometimes it gets to that bill around here just because the Bears are in it, but this year it really is fascinating. So we're going to start in Minnesota with Arif Hassan. We're going to go to Detroit and Tim Twentyman, and then go to Marcus Eversole in Green Bay and hit on every team in this division. See where they are going into week one, because at least I know with Minnesota, we can, you know, sympathize with each other about kicking concerns, because boy, they might have just topped the Bears this past couple days.
Well, and they wasted a fifth round pick on picking up this guy from Baltimore, and then they jettisoned him. And by the way, he signed with somebody. He signed with the Jets.
He phrased it perfectly.
Three teams in a very short span of time. And what was he? Is a Viking? Was he 0-for-3 as a kicker?
It was something like that. It might have been 1-for-4. He might have made a kick time there, but that could have also been in practice. So we got a busy next hour. Then in the time, remember, 10:30, Ryan Pace is going to speak, which is one of the few times that he does all year. So make sure that you're here for it. We will air it live. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Mark Grody about what Ryan Pace has to say and all the news surrounding the Bears, including what's going on with Trey Burton. And we'll talk with Bruce Levine in the noon hour as we'll transition back to some Cubs before Cubs pregame at 12:45, because we are here with you all day. We're just finishing up now, filling in for Mullenhaw. Next, we're filling in for Bernstein and McKnight, and then at noon, we'll fill in for Lawrence Holmes.
And there's a lot of news that might come out of Wrigley. We've got to find out what's going on with Javier Baez. Is there any update on Yu Darvish? The Cubs yesterday saying that he should not miss another start other than yesterday, the forearm injury. They didn't consider, this is what they told us yesterday, it was not serious. But we'll wait and see what the story is. We'll find out if Ben Zobrist is in the lineup at all today. So a lot to find out.
All right, let's go around the NFC North next. We'll start in Minnesota next on The Score.
There you go.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has more driving opportunities for more lifestyles. Personalize your career by choosing the freight type and driving style that work for you. Dozens of options available in over 50 dedicated accounts with consistent miles and predictable home time. Enjoy more career paths, steady weekly paychecks, and comprehensive benefits, including a 401k plan with a leading company match. Get a better driving job now and a brighter future at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day Savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt.
Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows.